Ellen, because she was so busy with her family at the marathon, has allowed the inmates to run the asylum tonight. Yeah, and I'm one of the inmates. The other featured inmate is Carolyn Waters, but then we've also got Mark and Paul and Ira, and we got Mark, and we got all sorts of people here. They're gonna make your night go smoothly and wonderfully. So, just a couple of things to remind you about. Thanks for coming out. Instrument storage. You can use that corner booth over there. You can go under the, the fireplace is gone. We now have Old Faithful under there. Okay? So try to keep your instruments in those two places, and we've got a lot of people tonight. So, folks, we're going to try to alert you when you're coming up next or two features ahead. We want you to be standing over there, so when someone comes off the stage, even as we're clapping them off, you should be standing up, coming up, so that we can set you up and just keep things moving along slowly. If you need to... If there's going to be more of two of you, any of you playing with two more, you need to check with the sound folks. Please limit your time to 5 minutes. Try to make your introduction shorter than your song. And try not to do any Dylan ballads. I think that's it for now. So we're going to start off with one of the men that makes this thing work week after week. And he's one of these guys that gets here at 4:45 p.m. so that we can set up. It's Mark Hastings, and he's going to be at the piano. You going to do one of your own, Mark?
Yes, I am.
He's going to do one of Let's hear it for Mark Hastings.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here. I don't normally get political, but this is a recent one, and saw an article that in the... that a study done by Princeton and Dartmouth has decided that this country no longer has a democracy. We have evolved to an oligarchy. So this song kind of fits that whole thing. It's called What's for Supper and Who's Cooking? Stuff they try to feed you, better fertilize a field. It's served in such great quantities, you won't believe the yield. They quote the same statistics and they tell 10 different lies. We drown in information while understanding slowly dies. So what's for supper? And who's cooking? They'll dish on some celebrity, try to pass it off as news. Forget that infotainment and your other worthless views. There's falsehoods from the left and outright lies from the right. They'll invent some information and they'll tell you day is night. That's what's for supper. And who's cooking? There's rabble-rousers, demagogues, and thinly veiled hate speech. I cannot help but be alarmed at the things they try to teach. I care about my country. I care about the dream. Don't serve that steaming bowl stuff like it's chocolate ice cream. Oh, not for supper. No matter who's cooking. You got your logical fallacies like ad hominem and straw man. There's faulty claws, false dilemma, and old red herring too. There's slippery slope and black or white and guilt by association. And could I beg the question and appeal to your emotion? I worry that this country might be headed down the drink unless we all begin right now to use our minds and think. Pay attention, get informed, maybe make a note. It's up to every one of us to get out there and vote for what's for supper and who's cooking. What's for supper and who's cooking. Thank you.
How about that? A lot of